Praise the Lord. A message number 194. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 17. The watchman is a keeper for his brothers. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 37. And let's read from verse 12 to verse 17. Now his brothers had gone to graze their father's flock near Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "As you know, your brothers are grazing the flocks near Shechem. Come, I am going to send you to them." "Very well," he replied. So he said to him, "Go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flocks, and bring word back to me." Then he sent him off from the valley of Hebron. When Joseph arrived at Shechem, a man found him wandering around in the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" He replied, "I am looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are grazing their flocks?" "They have moved on from here," the man answered. "I hear them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We adore you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Anoint this message. Anoint your word to us. Anoint my lips. And let your message be delivered to your church and to your people. Arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. I pray for clarity, understanding, and wisdom. And let your word bring you harvest and bring you what you desire from sending this word to us as a church. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here in this message, we will use the life of Joseph as a watchman. He was sent by his father Israel, Jacob, to look after the well-being of his brothers. In verse 14, we read that he said to him, "Go and see." So he was called to be a watchman, to go and see and look after the well-being of his brothers. And his brother were taking care of the flocks. They were grazing the flocks. They were away from Jacob, and there must be communication, that someone will communicate the news between them and Israel. Jacob, Joseph as a watchman, fulfilled that ministry. You know, when his father told him, "I'm going to send you to them," what he say? Did he say no, no? No, he said very, very well. You are called, you must know also, you are called to look after the well-being of your brothers. Every one of us is responsible to care for certain people who are put under our care. Joseph was called to look after his brother, the 10 of them, and not only them, but the well-being of the flocks. Joseph also was called to bring a report back to his father Jacob. So the watchman has the responsibility to look after the affairs of his brothers and to bring a report to those who are responsible on them. So this is an accountability. That when we send you to look after the well-being of certain people, because we are responsible on those people, We are sending you so that we will know about them and you can convey to them what we are asking you. And then when you go and see, you go back, come back to us and tell us what is going on in their life. Then we can give the advice. So here the watchman ministry is a very important ministry and a link inside the church to allow the church to function, and the services of the church will reach the farthest point and people and farthest and the farthest congregation that need the spiritual care. You know, as Joseph, you know, traveled, you are also called to endure traveling. You know, when he sent him from the valley of Hebron, and then he, when Joseph arrived at Shechem, so he need to travel from Hebron to Shechem. So as a watchman, you may need to travel long distance before you can reach the people that you are sent to look after and examine their lives. You know, there's a man had found Joseph. You know, the Bible says here, as we read in verse 15, a man found him wandering around in the fields. Joseph was moving in different fields in order for him to find and reach his brothers. In the same way, you are called to endure traveling from field to field, from area to area, in order to find those people that God sent you or the church has sent you to go and look after them. And also, you must know that God is with you. And also, God will send people. God will send you people to direct you in your journey. We have read in verse 15 and 16 from Genesis 37, a man found him wandering around in the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" He replied, "I am looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where are they grazing their flocks?" Joseph asked the man, "Can you tell me where are they?" God sent this man to meet Joseph, and the man told him, "Where are they?" In verse 17, "They have moved on from here." The man answered, I hear them say, "Let's go to Dothan." So Joseph went after his brother and found them near Dothan. So here, God will send certain people to come across your life to help you and give you some details of what you need to do to achieve the ministry that God entrusts to you. There's a task, and this task needs to be done as long as you are willing. Joseph traveled from Hebron to Shechem, and then he was wandering in the fields, looking where are they. But as he was willing to achieve what his father has sent him for to do, he was commissioned by Jacob to go and look after his brothers and the flocks. It was not possible for Joseph to go back, and he would say to his father, "Oh, sorry, I did not find them." No, some people we send and we tell them, "You go." "Oh, we went there, but they are not there," and then we come back. No. You must do your best to reach them. You see here, God sent somebody to Joseph to direct him where are they. He said to him, "I hear them say." He did not say they are in Dothan. "I hear them say, let's go to Dothan." It's also not sure. But Joseph, as he was willing to obey his father, to obey the instruction of his leader, to the one who cared for him, and because he knew the importance of this ministry, that he will look and go for to see the welfare of his brother and to bring report to Jacob, because he knew about that very well, he endured to travel. He did not give up in finding them, but he went to Dothan and he found them in the same way. In order for you to achieve your mission, you need to travel further and persevere till you reach the place that God wants you to reach. We will read now Genesis 37, verse 18, and to verse 36, what had happened. We know that he was able to reach them, but they did not treat him well. Let us read, and we will also learn certain things about this experience of Joseph as a watchman. The word of God teaching us certain things, and the watchman and the word of God is an instruction to us today to help us in doing the ministry that the Lord entrusts to us. But they saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. Here comes that dreamer, they say to each other, come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we will see what comes of his dreams. When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. Let's not take his life, he said. Don't shed any blood. Throw him into the cistern here in the desert, but don't lay a hand on him. Reuben said this to rescue him from them and take him back to his father. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the richly ornamented robe he was wearing, and they took him and threw him into the cistern. Now the cistern was empty. There was no water in it. As they sat down to eat their meal, they looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. Their camels were loaded with spices, palm and myrrh, and they were on their way to take them down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, wait, we will see, we will gain if we will, what will we gain if we will kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood. His brothers agreed. So when the Midianite merchants came by, his brothers pulled Joseph up out of the cistern and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. When Reuben returned to the cistern and saw that Joseph was not there, he tore his clothes. He went back to his brother and said, the boy isn't there. Where can I turn now? Then they got Joseph's robe, slaughtered a goat, and dipped the robe in the blood. They took the ornamented robe back to their father and said, we find this. Examine it to see whether it is your son's robe. He recognized it and said, it is my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces. Then Jacob tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. No, he said, in mourning will I go down to the grave to my son. So his father wept for him. Meanwhile, the Midianite sought Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard. What we learn from that? be wise in handling the people, be discerning in handling the people that you are sent to care. Joseph was sent by his father to look after his brothers, but they were thinking evil of him and mistreated him. They even, you know, they even told lies to their father to hide their crime. As watchmen, you are called to be wise and discerning of how to handle the people that you are sent for. You know, the Lord say in Matthew chapter 10 verse 16, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. We should have wisdom when we are moving. You know, sometimes people will say, then why we need to persevere if that what had happened to Joseph? Even so, that's the same what has happened to our Lord. He came to his brothers. He came to us, but they crucify him. But his crucifixion brought salvation to all mankind. We are called to be watchmen. You are called to be to remain faithful and accept persecution. As watchmen, be faithful to God and do your ministry faithfully to the Lord. Even the people that you are serving may mistreat you and persecute you, but you need to hold your integrity and continue to serve the Lord. In Luke chapter 6, verse 22 and verse 23, say, blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their fathers treated the prophets. Persecution and treatment is part and parcel of our mission. And that does not mean that we are called to give up or to back out from the ministry because of these things. No, we should persevere. We should not give up, because that's what we are called for. But instead, have a big heart and be willing to forgive those who hurt you, and be willing to understand God's plan of salvation. In Genesis chapter 45, verse 5, after many years of that incident, about 20 years later, Joseph met his brothers, and he was willing to forgive them. He did not harm them. He did not mistreat them. You know, they were afraid that he would punish them, but Joseph did not harm them or do things that they did to him. Joseph understood well the plan of God of salvation for the whole of his family. You know, he told them, and now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourself for sending me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. So even the persecution that we face, God will use it to bring salvation even to those who persecute us. We learn much from this message, and we need to really apply it in our life so that the Lord will be happy. And I pray the Lord, you help us to apply this message and be able to be a faithful watchman who had overcome trials and mistreatment and persecution, and be willing to forgive so that your plan of salvation will flow in the people life who are around us, who might be persecuted us and hurt us in the past. And now, Lord, I pray that you give us grace. Let your grace help us to apply this message, in Christ's name. You know, Joseph, he even comforted his brother and assured him. Book of Genesis 45, verse 7 and 8, what he told them. He told them, but God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and ruler of all Egypt. He comforted those people. As watchmen, you need to comfort those people who might hurt. You know, we learn more from Joseph. Even after the death of his father, we will read how Joseph behaved with his brothers. Let's read Genesis chapter 50, verse 15 to 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, what if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pay us back for all the wrongs we did to him? So they sent word to Joseph, saying, your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of the God of your father. When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. We are your slaves, they said. But Joseph said to them, don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children. And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. As watchmen, you need to have big heart and be willing to forgive those who hurt you and harm you for the sake of God's plan of salvation to flow in their life, in the life of their children, their descendants, and those who are around them. Have a big heart to accommodate and overcome all the hurt that you might receive. Joseph was instructed by his father to go and see and look after the well-being of his brothers and their flocks. And he was faithful. And he continued to care and provide for them, even after they had hurted him, even after the death of his father, Jacob, that all in order that the plan of God of salvation was fulfilled in the life of the people of God. God is calling you, God is calling us as a watchman to care and look after the well-being of our brethren and the ministry and the people under our care with such kind of understanding based on the scripture, based on God's commands and instruction. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that bring clarity and a way of life of how you want us to behave and to do the things that you want us to do. Truly, Lord, the example of Joseph is a good example, and we need it today as a church to apply it. And I pray, send us your grace that we can abide, we can overcome, we'll have a big heart, we'll have a strength, we'll have a clear mind with understanding to understand that Your plan is to save souls and to bring them, Lord, into thy kingdom. You help us, O God. You guide us, you strengthen us to continue to serve you, Lord. I commit myself, Lord. I'll do my best, O God. I'll do all what I can so that your message that we have received today will come true. Lord, I pray for the rest who have been hear the message, convict them, O God, and those who are willing, you work it out that it will come true. O God, I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall accomplish, and I believe it is done, it is finished, O Lord, and you will reap the harvest that you desire, that your word had reaped for you. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.